An animated book opens and a city block rises from its blank pages. A low view moves down a main street, settling outside a movie theater. Illuminated by blinking lights, the marquee reads, Amazon Studios. Amazon Studios presents. A huge audience fills an arena.
Get on your feet right now. Come on now. The recipient of the 2019 Lifetime Achievement Award.
Nominated for 31 Grammys.
A double Oscar nominee this morning.
She is a global superstar who has won 9 Grammy Awards and sold over 50 million albums.
Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
She created a new national anthem for women.
The undeniable queen of hip-hop and R&B, Mary J. Blige.
Fans cheer. On stage, Mary bows her head and raises her microphone in the air. In a studio, she poses for a photographer.
All right. Perfect.
It feels really good to be at this point in my career. I mean, I've done so much between music, TV, philanthropy.
Take that chin up a little more. All right. Bring your face around for me right here.
I've done pretty much everything that I've always wanted to do.
Right, stay right there,
but success comes when you are successful inside. For a long time, I didn't know I was successful outside because I was a wreck inside. Because when I was growing up in the neighborhood we lived in, it was like, you better not dream it, you better not hope it.
A man styles her hair.
And so my mission has been to actually help women to believe in themselves and help myself believe in myself and live out things and let people, especially women, see how I come through them.
A monitor shows photos of Mary wearing a feathery coat, cut-off shorts, and a corset top. Glimpses show New York City and a car driving under a cloudy sky. In the back seat, Mary stares off.
I have 13 albums, but my second album, My Life, is the most important because there was a lot in me. And there was a lot wrong, and there was a lot I needed to get out.
At Barclays Center, fans buy merchandise. On stage, a crew member tests pyrotechnic effects. Mary and her entourage enter the arena.
The My Life album was probably my darkest album at one of the darkest times in my life.
She gets her makeup done.
I've had plenty of dark times though since then, but this was like a turning point. This was a decision I had to make. Either live or die. Most of the times I was just depressed and didn't want to live because I didn't love myself.
Mary poses for photos with fans.
I didn't know that so many people felt the same way.
How you doing, sweetie? I'm good, how are you?
This album was very important to them. And they make me remember that I'm not the only one going through the things that I'm going through.
Thank you so much, baby.
She hugs a woman. Later, Mary faces the full arena.
Thank you so much for all this love.
Sitting on stage, she holds a mic.
Y'all know how real it is. My life is real, real, real. And this is just filling me up. Thank you so much.
Mary cries as fans applaud and blow her kisses. Sean Diddy Combs gives an interview.
Her vulnerability and her courageousness to share. For me, for my daughters, that's what I want them to see. I want them to see that they can express themselves.
Her image, you know, her story, how she tells it, so raw, so vulnerable, so bold and unafraid to be who she is. She made it okay for people to say, it's all right to be me.
Women cheer in the arena.
And I always wanted to see women do better, be stronger, be beautiful, believe in themselves. It's been 25 years since I put the My Life album out and I started speaking to my fans.
In an interview with Mary.
And it's a place where I survived. So it's very important to be here to tell that story.
On stage, Mary smiles tearfully. Over Black, a handwritten title appears, Mary J. Blige's My Life. Daytime, an aerial view glides over identical apartment buildings.
Life can be only what you make it. When you're
grainy footage shows glimpses of black children in a neighborhood. A young boy walks with a woman.
Say what's on your mind.
A boy kisses a little girl and she grins. Children gaze out a graffitied train window at a Ferris wheel. A girl stands among colorful chalk drawings on the ground.
And you'll be at peace with yourself.
Overlapping images show Mary singing in a studio and the city at night.
Except for the man of the
photos show a teen and a girl dancing, then young people smiling from a crowded train car. A train speeds past a platform.
If you look into my life,
a blurred view of Mary in a recording booth gives way to archival footage of a band under a disco ball.
The My Life journey started with Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Roy Ayers. I don't know what's in that record, but it was something in it that just cracked open everything in me.
In animation, a record spins against a city skyline.
That was first music as a child that stuck with me because it made me forget that we lived where we lived.
The record becomes golden and transforms into a shining sun. An animated young Mary spins in the light.
That sound used to just drive me nuts. My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine.
She becomes golden and glows.
It's something about in the sunshine. My life in the sunshine just made me want to... That record made me... I'm sorry. That record made me feel something like I could have something, but I couldn't get my hands on it, but like I could have something. My life in the sunshine was something I wanted.
In the interview, Mary looks emotional. Words appear. See what I've seen. With her nephew Zenos, her sister LaTanya, and others, Mary holds an old photo.
This is where we was when I first heard that song.
Wow. Yeah.
This little girl is the person that heard that song.
Yeah. Wow. That's what Daddy listened to. Yeah.
Deb was about that music life, and he made sure we digest every kind of music he loved or he liked at both of them.
My dad had
Grateful Dead albums.
Yeah,
like,
rock.
We would go look at his music, and it'd be all types of shit in there.
Mm-hmm. Like, heavy, funk, and rock and roll. Like, I was like, heavy funk and rock and roll, what is this?
That's what Daddy listened to, yeah.
And that's what molded and shaped you into what you do today. The influences of your passion and roots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, this is Hastings.
Wow,
I was 4 and LaTanya was 5. And when we was about 7, we moved to Slovenia.
An old photo shows Mary's parents smiling.
My parents had gotten divorced and my dad, he was my friend. You know, y'all really loved him. And so when he was gone, it was very sad for me. We moved to a violent environment and it was rough for my mom as a single parent mom trying to raise two girls.
Mommy.
You're my beautiful mother.
My mommy.
Although we had love, my mom and my sister and I, from the first day we moved there, we had to fight the kids in the neighborhood. And in that environment, I don't know how, but she did it.
With LaTanya.
She was a nurse. She wanted to take care of her family. But she sang, too. My mother used to sing around the house and dance and everything. So that's why Mary get all her little dances.
A photo shows Mary's mom smiling.
She would play the Staple Singers and Gladys Knight or Aretha Franklin and walk around the house singing the Cleanup Woman.
Betty Wright performs on Soul Train.
A cleanup woman is a woman who...
In animation, young Mary watches her mom dance near the TV.
Anything my mom did, she would sound just like him. She was so beautiful to me. I just always wanted to be her. I wanted to look like her. I wanted to sing the way she did.
The girl sings into a hairbrush.
I'll go to the mirror with a brush, sing, and try to mimic anybody my mother listened to.
With her eyes closed, she faces a vanity mirror.
But it wasn't like I was running around telling everybody I was going to be a singer. I would just sing loud, just sing.
A photo shows her as a little girl.
But I didn't dream big or think for a moment that it was like, okay, I'm going to be this big star, because our environment didn't tell us that. Our environment told us that this was it.
In animation, she watches TV.
I was the little girl that looked at certain artists and certain things on commercials and television shows and movies and wished that I had certain things. But in that neighborhood, someone would get jealous or mad at you for having something, you know? For having a smile, for having a dream.
As she sings in her apartment, the light goes out.
If I was ever dreaming, I didn't dream anymore, especially when we became teenagers. It just got worse. So I said, I'm not gonna let these people see me smiling too much. Matter of fact, they're never gonna see me smiling. I never smiled when I was a teenager. I think people don't understand about the families that live in the projects is that it's like prison. It's like a prison inside a prison inside a prison.
A white cop stands before black men.
It's people hurting each other. People are just like suffering. And the men were so horrible towards women. I remember hearing women being beaten. My mother was one of those women. So I remember her pain. I carried her pain. I carried the neighbor's pain. I carried people all over the environment's pain. And I carried my own pain.
As a teen, Mary wears a stern expression. Footage shows her performing.
Growing up in an environment like that. There were so many things that can happen to a little girl. And you just turn to anything that can numb you from feeling sad, from feeling depressed, from feeling hatred, from feeling self-hate, just so much. So you turn to substance abuse, you turn to whatever makes you feel good. And that's what we did. We drank, we went to the pier, my friends Mushy and Pidgey, and we would go to the pier and we would drink our pain away. Because I don't even understand why we're living here. How did we get here? We're not supposed to be here. My mom is not supposed to be struggling. She's not supposed to be by herself. She's not supposed to be a woman in this environment going through this hell.
In animation, young Mary sings.
Singing was the escape for me. Singing made me forget that we were struggling so much.
She stands in the sunshine.
It just made me forget that I was going through what I was going through. Even as a little girl, I had insecurities, and I was always blue and always sad, but singing made me feel free. And that's what I had. That's what I held on to.
Animation of Teen Mary singing gives way to video of her performing. With LaTanya.
She never was afraid to sing. Like, I remember she used to sing outside and just do, like, she never was shy. And sometimes in the mall, they have this little studio thing. You make a little tape for yourself, you know, like a studio. They had like a little studio, but in the mall. So you make your little tape, pay a little money, and she went. My cousin went with her.
And I sang Caught Up in the Rapture. And I brought the tape home.
We listened to it. We was like, ooh, you sound good. And stepfather listened to it and was like, I want to give this to my friend, because he's in the music business, you know, he's a singer.
And it was Jeff Redd.
When I heard the demo at the time, you know, I heard the pain of a generation. That's what it was with her, because it was about 89. I was right at the tail end of the crack era. And a lot of the kids that were growing up then were raising themselves. And when Mary opened her mouth and sang, it spoke to a generation of children and kids that were coming up out of that era.
Andre Harrell, Uptown Records founder.
The head of A&R at Uptown was pestering me all day, knocking on my door. I was like, what's so important, Kurt? He said, just listen to this. And he put Mary J. Blige, and she was singing Anita Baker. And I was like, who is this? She's 19 years old. Where she live? Yonkers. I said, I'm coming tomorrow.
Grainy footage shows a skyline.
I remember that day like it was yesterday. He was downstairs in, I think it was a black BMW.
Animation shows the story.
I remember I was driving a four-door BMW 750. And I pulled up in the projects. I was wearing sky blue pants, white Gucci loafers, and a black and white silk cheetah shirt with big glasses.
And he had a black and white polka dot shirt on. And I was afraid for him because he was this very wealthy man that was in this neighborhood that was terrible. And I was like, you know, come on. Come on, Andre, waving him across the street. So we got on the elevator, came upstairs, and he said, sing.
Soul Train footage appears in an animated TV set.
I guess my mom was standing there. I guess people were all around. But all I can remember is him and what I had to do, because I zoned everything out to sing. And I sang the whole Anita Baker Rapture album.
In animation, young Mary sings before the mirror. Light engulfs her, and teen Mary sings for her mom and Andre.
And he was just staring at me and going, oh, my God.
I remember saying to Mary, her mother and her sister, that your daughter Mary, she's going to sing for royalty. Your daughter Mary, she's going to be down with the kings and queens of rock and roll.
I was like, yeah. Right, because at any moment, somebody could just pull the rug up from under you. That's the environment we lived in.
Whether or not she believed all of it could come true, I believe in her heart, with that talent she had, she knew that she was destined for something bigger than being in the house.
Mary and Anita Baker performed together.
I told her that we're gonna sign it. Welcome to Uptown Records.
They hold hands. They bow to each other.
Thank you.
Words appear. Life can be only what you make it. Daytime. In Atlanta, fans enter the Lakewood Amphitheater. In the dressing room, Mary and her team view outfits.
This would be good first for me, second for me, if it works. So many people around me knew what was coming. Knew what I had in me.
Atlanta fan meet and greet. Two women pose for a photo with Mary. A fan gives an interview.
I was 14. I heard You Remind Me, the first video, and she had the peach bustier in the suit, and it was nothing like it. To see a woman from a background similar to mine being a fully actualized woman, it gave me so much hope.
Love your music, and you've been an inspiration to me since I was a little girl. I know you hear it all the time.
Thank you.
She and Mary pose for a picture.
Perfect, beautiful.
They thought I was more talented than I believed.
Hi, how are you?
They knew me before I knew myself.
Mary hugs two women.
Good.
Your biggest fan.
Thank you.
Sean Diddy Combs.
When I first met Mary, I was working at Uptown. She came in my office, and she sung a cappella for me.
Candid black and white photos show New York residents.
It was just this raspy, like, gutter, ghetto tone, pain. Like, just everything that was going on, because there was a lot of pain in the streets.
A somber passenger rides the subway. Black girls sit on a stoop with white dolls.
And it was a lot of young black women who could relate to where she came from. They didn't have no voice out there. Then man, this girl from Slow Bomb Projects with an attitude that'll fight you, that got a slash on her face. She got a cut on her face. Like, man, I was like, she is gonna be big because nobody sounds like her.
He believed in me more than I believed in myself. I didn't know what I had, who I was, but he knew. And he helped me to believe that I was a real artist. And I needed that. I needed that push. I needed that pep talk. I needed that, you got it, sis, you could do it. I'm proud of you. I needed everything he gave me because I was very insecure.
With Nas.
Mary coming out of Slow Bomb Projects, she has 1 foot there, struggling to get out, and 1 foot in the recording studio with this opportunity to give this voice to the world.
For Puff, this was early on in his career, and he was looking to stand out and make a name for himself within Uptown. And we were very supportive of, you go ahead, do that. We'll provide the resources so you can kill that.
In old footage, Diddy and Mary work in the studio.
The last one, the thing I told you before you went in, I said, say it like you know it and be confident with it, and that's how you were singing the whole way through. That was good about it.
Okay. I didn't even know what I was doing because I was in survival mode, meaning, like, I had to save my family. You know, I had to make sure that they were all out of the projects and they were good, and I was singing for my life, literally.
At the end of the chorus, you had just said a little bit more at the end of the chorus on the one before that.
Okay, cool.
Misa Hylton.
I met Mary at the studio with Puffy, and we spent a lot of time together. We quickly became like sisters.
Misa was my girl, the mother of my first son, Justin. And Misa was just the flyest, you know? It was just like her cut, the way she was just doing her hair, her bob, the way she was wearing her swag. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, you should be a stylist for Mary.
Early in our career, it was really difficult to get our foot in the door with the fashion houses. First, we were young. Secondly, we were female. And then we were women of color, young women of color.
Photos show Mary's early looks.
And so I had to design and create custom looks for Mary. And I know that I saw things in her that she didn't see in herself, that she wasn't able to see in herself yet.
They saw what I was, and between her and Puffy, they gave me the most iconic looks.
In photos, Mary wears bold outfits, sunglasses, and berets.
It was unapologetically black, real, and soulful.
We felt like we were running a movement, and the movement was called Ghetto Fabulous. And Mary J. Blige was the queen of this movement.
Danielle Smith, Vibe Magazine.
Mary was the first to bring her own kind of R&B hip-hop swag to the very boy-based rap scene.
Dancers in the Real Love music video wear oversized sports uniforms. With Method Man.
It wasn't a lot of R&B singers singing over hip-hop tracks. So that alone right there was like, oh, okay, we can, you know, we can groove to this. We can do our dances off of this. This don't sound like our mama's music, but she's singing, so mama might like it too.
With Taraji P. Henson.
I'm from the hood, and it was like, dudes had their representation. They had all of their stories. But when it came to females, I just didn't see me. I didn't see me.
At that time, the rule for black female artists was Sing Loud and Smooth Yourself Out.
All right, y'all know what this next record is. Everybody know what this is.
Mary was like, I don't know.
An old video Mary sings for a crowd. Ralph McDaniels, creator of Video Music Box.
Sunday, no bodyguards, crowd's like right there. You know, we're all like, you know, this is gonna be great, you know, because the record's out, it's playing. You know, if you're in hip hop, you know it, you know. She's not a pop star yet, but she's on her way.
The audience dances.
We went into a lane that nobody was at. So the type of fan hysteria and her connection with women was crazy.
Michelle Lysith, Mary's friend.
We were like, oh, we love this girl. We love her sound. Like, who is she? And then we saw the video.
Glimpses show a music video.
And we were like, oh my God, the hat to the back with the combat boots and the tennis skirts. And it was like, she was our urban girl hood role model. Like, we wanted to be just like her.
I saw something that we've never seen before, but something we knew existed. I knew that existed. I was her. So she gave us a face. She gave us a name. She gave us a story. She humanized us.
She was like, I'm here. And I'm beautiful, and I'm hip hop, but I'm Mary. I'm bringing all of Yonkers with me. Good, bad, whatever, I'm Mary, and this is what I'm doing. And it was so great for us to see this authentic Black woman.
I started to feel good.
Alicia Keys.
Who I am, about being a little rougher around the edges, about having a strong point of view. I felt like I could be who I actually was, and that was cool, that was great. And in fact, I didn't want to be like anything else, you know? You could just be another girl with a dream, and you could be special. And we still don't get to see that a lot, you know, still. So for me as a 13-year-old, that really gave me a certain like permission that I needed.
A series of photos shows teenagers and young people walking, smiling, and dancing in urban New York in the 1990s.
And remember when we had,
In present day, a small group of people gathers in a room. My Life fan listening party. Brooklyn, New York. Sitting together, they nod to the music. Later, they talk.
Back then, people put speakers in the windows and blast through the whole block. And I heard Reminisce, and I stopped. I was like, who's that? I asked the guy, I was like, oh, he's just doing artist Mary J. Blige. So I definitely went to the Wiz. Remember the store, the Wiz?
That's why the Wiz.
I picked that cassette tape up. It popped on me. I played it so much.
I used to listen to the What's the 411 and put the headphones to her at 15 months. And it was so bad, too. She actually thought, like, Mary was a part of our family. And she, as she got older, she's like, where's Mary? Where's Mary?
In video, fans wave to the camera, and a woman gives an interview.
I feel like I know her personally. I connect with her through her music. And I just want to just hug her.
She's transcending in terms of where she was at 19 to where she is riding around downtown in Manhattan with stars and being made a star. And at the same time, she started a relationship with KC of Jodeci, and they started going out. KC was a proven church crooner. From 8 or 9 years old, he was Little Cedric. And then became KC of Jodeci. And I know for her as an artist, that was a challenge artistically and vocally that she needed.
Animated silhouettes of young Mary and KC sing.
Because she's the kid who grew up singing in the house. So now she goes out with a guy, they can sing in the house, and she can hear how strong she is.
A sunburst appears between Mary and Casey.
I really liked him, and when I like you, I like you. And I just fell in love with him.
They perform together on a TV show. They embrace and she kisses his cheek with Andre.
So I think what Puff gave her in enthusiasm, KC and the experience with Jodeci gave her the self-confidence to know that I'm as good as this. Because these dudes is amazing. So I think all those things at the same time, one, probably gave her self-confidence, and two, probably left her confused too.
In a stylized photo, Mary stands in a misty doorway.
Things had happened so fast, I didn't even know they had happened. You know, I ended up on tour so quickly. I ended up selling all these records and doing platinum parties. It was like I was just moving and didn't know what happened. I just was there. My body was just there.
Jamarco Miller, Mary's cousin.
You know, you take a kid out of the projects, you sell 2 million albums. Now you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Now you gotta go here, you gotta go there. He's like, what?
Everything just went, and it went very fast to where I could tell it was exciting for her, but I can also tell it was a little scary.
Mary sits on a plane.
It was kind of like, you know, so what is this? How about this? I'm afraid of it anyway. Whatever it is, I'm fucking scared to death of it. So I'm scared to death of myself. So whatever it takes for me to be comfortable, if I need to drink some more, if I need to do some more coke, whatever I need to do to loosen up and try to take this in.
On the plane, Mary sleeps under her coat. Words appear, "You should never fake it." In present day, Mary and others ride past drab apartment buildings. A subtitle appears. This shit looks slow like bomb. Slow bomb.
Mm-hmm. Them projects, right? That's how all the projects look.
I think slow bomb
may look worse.
I remember hearing myself for the first time on the radio. I think I said, thank you, Jesus. I knew I was gonna be able to get my mom and my sister my family from out of the projects. But I don't remember feeling happy.
There was definitely a transition, I think, for all of us, for our whole family, from going from dealing with the day-to-day of living in the projects to one day hearing Mary's records on the radio, but we still lived in the projects. Then the next thing, you know, like we're moving to a suburb, it was extreme. It was an extreme transition.
Bruce Miller, Mary's brother. In a video, Mary greets pilots outside a plane.
I measure success for myself when I'm able to, from the inside, be happy enough to know that I'm successful, to know that I did something great, to be secure enough to know that I am great or I did something great. And that's why I can understand it now. I didn't understand it then because I didn't feel like I was great in my heart.
Jimmy Iovine.
Hey, I know you see me as this person and my life looks like so much fun. Well, guess what? My life sucks too. And you know, and I'm doing everything I can to make it, to get over it and get it better. Well, you have all this money. So that's all bullshit. You know what I mean? I know more people who have had money, have lost it, have had it, and they doesn't change the way they feel inside.
I couldn't even enjoy what was going on. I couldn't even enjoy my success. And I was in a relationship where we were both young, both super successful. I loved him, you know, but neither one of us could handle the success of our lives. So it became very dark, the whole thing, and abusive.
Photos show Mary and Casey together.
It was a lot of just manipulation. I was like, but I was still there. Like, I don't, you know. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna dumb myself all the way down. I'm gonna play myself all the way down so I don't think I'm special, so I can be with you.
Windmark Studios, Santa Monica, California. Chucky Thompson, My Life producer.
When I first met Mary, she had on, I swear, you had a sweatsuit on with the little suede bucket joint, Joe. And the Timberland joint on, Joe. And it was in the corner like this. I said, man, I'm not saying nothing to her, Joe. She been and whooped everybody's head up in this joint, Joe.
When it came to production, I was pretty much new to the game. I had a couple of records out at the time. And then Puff comes to me and he's like, yo, I got this record to do with Mary. I mean, if you want to do it, let's do it.
So many people were coming up to me and they'd be like, you gonna be all right with the sophomore jinx? The sophomore jinx, you know? The people don't usually come out with an album that's doper than their first one. That's when I hooked up with Chucky and Bub.
Can't stop the Bub rush.
Big Bub.
I was 23 years old. I'm writing for different artists. And here comes Puffy like, yo, I need these records for Mary. I'm like, okay, cool. First time we met, she was so cool. Elevator door opened up. She's in there with security, and I came through there with my, yo, I said, we about to make history. We about to make some crack. She was like this. Oh, really? Well, we gonna see. I said, okay, cool. I said, watch. Watch, Mary. You about to change the whole game. And the rest is history.
I always made it where I control the environment. Because I didn't really trust people, so I didn't like a lot of people around unless I knew them. And we were really, really close.
I wasn't even looking at Mary as a, you know, as this big artist. I looked at her in the light of being like my extended sister. And I just wanted to make sure she had that royal, but yet still grounded hood feeling about the songs that we were, or that I was delivering to her. And at that particular time, you know, was the early 90s. So a lot of music that was happening at that time reflected 20 years back, which was the 70s, which was really like a lot of black exploitation films and just that energy of street music and street life. And we embodied that.
We're both from the same hood or whatever you want to call it. And it's people that are in that, it's not all good all the time. So when you find somebody that's good, it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? It's good out here in the world. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be real. When that first 411 album came out, and I know that Puff was pushing the fashion thing and it was like a little hardcore, I said, hold up, Joe. It's more to her than that. Mm-hmm. So I guess from the songs and the way I was coming with that music, that was where my brain was at.
You was dead on with that shit. You was dead on with the dark that I was living. You was dead on with the street that I came from. You was dead on with all the shit that I was. What's the 411 was dope. It felt good. It was great. It was all the stuff. But by the time I got to this My Life part of my life, I was all fucked up. And I needed somebody to understand through music. And you did. You understood.
Her truth came out more on My Life than What's the 411. What's the 411 came out real, real dope. But then when we went to this another level of truth, My Life was a whole different thing.
The Be With You track jumpstarted the whole feeling. When I heard that, Puff came to my house in Jersey, and he was like, yo, I got something for you to hear. He was just like, you know, all antsy and, you know, excited. So I get in the car with Puff, and it starts, and it just grabbed everything that I was feeling. And I just like, I may have started writing it on the spot.
Words appear, say what's on your mind. A glimpse shows Mary in a recording booth.
That record was the beginning of it all. It was the beginning of me spilling myself into this album.
With Jamarco.
We used to hear that like all day. Like, that's what that was her first thing, first song. So we hear that beat playing all day. It'd just be in the house, that nothing else playing. You know, she'd just be writing, you know, balling up papers, writing.
I remember when we made that record, it was one of the most unsecure times of our lives.
With Diddy.
I was going through breaking up with Misa. You know, Mary was going through a lot of things with KC. And we was in this studio in New York that you could actually see outside, and it was raining.
In animation, rain pours over skyscrapers.
And it was one of those days where you're walking around with the tears boiled up in your eyes. Like, we was kids that was just heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? Like, Misa was my heart. KC was her heart. And me and her in the studio looking at each other crying.
In animation, a close view shows Mary's eye blinking.
We done made a connection through the pain. And we was like, from that point on, we was like, fuck that. Like, we gonna bring the pain.
Black and white footage shows Mary singing in a recording booth. You don't want me around. In animation, two silhouetted figures stand in separate windows.
So the whole album, the whole My Life album is, please, love me. Don't go. I need you. It was a cry for help.
The lyrics appear beside Mary. With Big Bob.
Gotta believe me that I won't hurt you. You know, I never want to live without you. Don't go. You know, she was going through those things. So we're gonna write about it. And we're gonna bring that out.
Mary joins Big Bob at Quad Studios in New York.
Bob!
They hug.
How you doing? Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, baby.
Being in the studio with you and doing those songs, it was healing. It was what I needed. And Never Wanna Live, it's just, it makes me cry now. Don't go. It makes
start
me cry now. No, I'm not.
Don't start.
I'm gonna try not to cry.
Because I'm telling you, that my tears, I'm holding back my tears because we cried at the booth.
I know, I remember that.
I'll never forget like this, look.
I never remember.
He grabs her hand.
I remember that.
I was like, Mary, it's good. I said, we good. Mm-hmm. But the song was so powerful.
Yeah.
Tears coming out of our eyes, and all I can see you, like, nodding, like.
And I remember the pain in my stomach. Like, it was like pain and joy all at the same time. Mm. I can't describe it. I know I sound like a crazy person,
no,
but these
you do
are
not.
The things that I was feeling just from the beginning when it started. Can't live with. Oh. It was like.
Sitting together, they moved to the music.
She went to the core. It was cut and dry. It wasn't no water in it. Let's not water nothing down. Whatever you feeling, that's what is going down.
Mary and Big Bob lip sync to the song. She starts crying. Big Bob touches her arm and they laugh. Mary leans her head in her hands.
Oh, I said, yo, that record there, man.
That shit fucked me up. And then Don't Go. I didn't know it was gonna do anything. I thought I would be dead, probably.
In Big Bob's interview.
I was in a dark place myself. I'm drinking more than ever, you know what I'm saying? I got money, I'm young with money, traveling the world. And I was in a place where I was unhappy. So it made sense, like, all right, come on, let's get this out. You know what I'm saying? I'm torn apart too.
The only thing I think that kept us guided was the music. because the music is the thing that felt good, whether
that's
you
right.
was too high mm-hmm. or too low, it just saved you because it was all bitter then. It was, everything was bitter,
oh, we was,
bitter, bitter.
We were dark.
It was very dark.
Big Bub nods thoughtfully in Michelle's interview.
When I first met Mary, we were both going through the same thing at the same time with brothers.
A photo shows Jodeci.
He promised us love and happiness forever, and we're gonna move away and have kids and have a family and perfect. And it wasn't perfect.
On a talk show.
I have to ask you this really quickly. Jodeci were on the show earlier on in the series, and Terry asked Casey this question. Have a look at this.
Now, you're gonna break a few hearts because I've heard that you're gonna marry Mary J. Blige, aren't you?
No!
You know what I'm saying? That's a rumor for the States, too, you know. Casey is not getting married for the record.
So there's no huge engagement ring?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Let's
whatever.
Move on, please.
Okay,
I'm
but now...
disgusted. When stuff happened, I'm like, you need to throw, kick him to the curb and go find somebody else. I surely was that sister saying that and everything. And I was like, and you're better than that, and you're bigger than that. I'm sorry, I'm not nice. I'm not the nice sister at all and everything. I surely was that sister, like, you know what? You don't need nobody treating you like this and everything. You can do better. But it's when you're in love, you can't hear that. You can't hear any of that. She just wanted somebody to love her, you know?
That time, it was just such a sad time, you know? And it was just back-to-back situations. Like, it just... At one point, he came over and he was filled with rage. He was upset. We don't know why he was upset. And he started to physically attack her.
I've had to physically fight for my life a lot because just like my mom, I'm a fighter. My mom had to suffer a lot of physical abuse as well. So as a little girl, I saw her, this little woman, fighting. So when it all started to happen to me, all I could think about was my mom.
Mary struts across the stage.
Time on my hand since you've been away, boy.
She looks emotional and holds her mic toward the audience.
It's not simple or black and white to just walk out the door when you're just beyond insecure because you think that this is the best that you can get. And now, whatever you think is love, which is some silly infatuation, is all you have to hold on to. And no matter what bad happens, you don't want to let this person go because you feel like he validates you or he makes you feel like, I guess he loves you, but it's just the craziest thing. I would never understand why we stay so long. And I guess it's because the insecurity just makes you think this is it.
At the concert. Mary continues holding the mic toward the packed audience, and close views show women singing.
My whole world's upside down. I don't know what to do with myself. I got too much time.
Audience members record with their phones. One woman makes a heart symbol with her hands.
The only thing that's going to fix your life is you learning how to love yourself. And there was no love. There was no self-love.
An animated silhouette morphs into a dark circle.
It was just a dark, one big giant hole of darkness. And that depression from that relationship rewinded life and brought back a whole bunch of other stuff that I'd never dealt with from things that happened to me as a child, a little girl. So it was a snowball, like effect, like an avalanche, like a big snowball picking up things, you know, rolling right into my life. And it landed me in like a really dark, depressed place.
In animation, Mary stands in ankle-deep water as it rises.
I was just trying to drink my life away, take drugs till I die, whatever it was.
The water reaches her hips.
Most of the times I was just depressed and didn't want to live.
It engulfs her completely.
I stayed away from my mother because I didn't want her to see me like that. And I didn't want my sister, I didn't want anybody to see me like that because I was falling completely off the planet.
Mary disintegrates and we float through space.
That feeling of you're screaming, but everybody around you is like, oh, you know, it's okay because you can't really tell everybody what's going on. And you're screaming and nothing's coming out.
An animated silhouette shows young Mary gazing downward with Diddy.
That was all just inspired from her when she started picking up the pen and the pad and started writing what was in her heart. She was fighting for her heart. She made that album, she was fighting for her heart.
In archival footage, Mary wipes her eyes in a recording booth.
My life is not in the sunshine. My life is hell. My life is me not being able to get things out of my head from that happened to me, not being able to get being molested out of my head.
Her eyes glisten.
From a childhood, from being 5 years old, other things that happened that I will not discuss, just so many things happening to a little girl.
In the animation, golden light morphs into a record. It spins beside young Mary, illuminating her. The light fills her, then bursts outward as she spins in the center.
But that's why I had that pen. And that's why I had it all inside and I was able to put it on, you know, to sing it. I was able to sing it and write it.
The light retreats into the center of the spinning golden record.
It was the only way to survive. It was the only way to get through what I was getting through.
The record turns black and lies flat, then fades to a real record spinning on a player. At Windmark Studios, Mary looks emotional as she and Chucky listen.
That shit is scaring the shit out of me right now. That shit is just fucking scaring the shit out of me. It's like, take your time, one day at a time. It's all on you what you gonna do.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Now, ladies, check me out. I got something I want y'all to hear. Say to you, see, it gets so lonely sometimes, but that's my choice. I'd rather be by myself than to be going through some more hell. I'd rather go through the fire, y'all, than to live in denial.
That's me thinking those lyrics before I check out because I, you know, those were those times when I felt like that.
I'm talking about getting it together, yeah.
I was writing to get free so I can move around and I wasn't in so much bondage and I wasn't and I won't be stuck. And I was literally writing for my life.
Flames shoot up from the back of the stage.
No matter how bad it hurts, dealing with the truth, whatever the truth is, that's how you get to the core. You gotta feel it to heal.
Close views show the cheering crowd. Words appear. You'll be at peace with yourself. a fan faces Mary.
I just wanted you to know that in case you ever thought that what you was doing is not saving somebody, that you needed to know that you saved my life. I tried to jump and I couldn't because I heard your voice and you can't hold a good woman down, and I thank you and I love you.
Mary puts her arm around her and a man takes a picture. The woman blows kisses to him.
Stay strong.
I am, and you look
beautiful.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Mary went to those deep, dark places that a lot of times we don't want to admit that we feel this way, and we don't want to even go there. It's just too scary to be that raw and to let the world know. Like, I'm hurting, I'm confused, I don't know what to do, I'm so sad, I feel lonely.
At the listening party.
I think growing up in general is just rough. Mm. It's really rough, and just trying to, like, find out who you are and then having people tell you who you are at the same time is just really frustrating. Mm. So my life was kind of just like, yo, like, somebody out there is feeling that exact same way, because, like, whenever you're going through something, like, automatically you feel alone, you feel like no one gets it, you feel like no one in the world can ever go through that experience. And then it's like, Mary, she's right here, she's telling me, like, hey, you're not by yourself, you can get through this. So my life, like, for me, just felt like it was just an anthem to be strong and to just keep pushing through, like, whatever it is that you're going through.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was always one of these people that could not tell the truth, especially if it was painful or I had to put on this facade that I was the strong woman. And inside, I was just, like, breaking up, like, this big hole was inside of me. And I was like, damn, when is this ever going to change? And that part when she said, you don't have to fake it, I was like, oh, you don't? Like, you really could be authentic?
Mm-hmm. I love her so much.
Me too.
When I was, like, 13, 14, those songs, like, My Life, you know, held me together.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was going through a lot, you know, like, why would a kid be going through a lot? Well, I went through a lot of trauma growing up, a lot of abuse. So the song My Life in particular made, for the first time in my life, made me feel like I could relate to somebody. And I also want to share that at one point in my life, I think I was like 16, I was about to commit suicide. I was getting picked on for being, you know, a big guy, for being myself, and, you know, being gay or whatnot. And it was just all too much. And it was that song, My Life, that helped me to not actually go through with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The group shares solemn nods. At night, Mary rides in a car.
I want the fans to understand how important they are to me, because I didn't think I would even make it to see this day during that time. I didn't think I was going to live.
A photo of her transforms into animation.
But something happened one day when it was just too much. I was sitting in my living room. I had been up all night long, and it looked like the window opened and all these clouds came in. I was just high out of my mind.
Clouds float around her.
And my heart started racing, and it was a Sunday morning, and I always feel strange on a Sunday morning. I always feel like God can really see what I'm doing. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I got to stop doing this.
Figures appear.
You choose life or you choose death, and I chose life. And it wasn't even so much me that was important to me. It was my fans. They bought the album, they listened to what I had to say. They said, me too, Mary, and that was it. That was the beginning of our relationship, and I think that's what I needed. I needed someone to understand, because it seemed like no one ever did.
A photo shows Mary with fans.
They helped me to sustain and want to live and survive on my journey. We did something really great and really powerful by inspiring each other, by inspiring in each other to want to live to see another day.
So I just want people to just know that they're not, when you think you're alone, you're not alone. We soldiers out here, all of us. We got a job and a fight, and we all in the fight together.
Mary performs at the Hollywood Bowl.
Come on, y'all. I told you once before that I love you and I need you, but let me tell you once again, you are my closest friend.
Younger Mary records in the studio.
So hold me tight all through the night. Caress me with your tender care. Anytime or anywhere.
Her gift and her singing and the way she sings and where it comes from, her gut was born out of trauma.
Tyler Perry gives an interview.
It's like having a balloon where you're filling it with trauma and pain. It's just so much, so much, so much, so much. You gotta let it out. And you can put a pen in it and blow up the whole world, which Mary will do if you really piss her off. She will burn up the damn house with her in it to get you if you go at her. And I know that. But to have that moment where you take the edge of the balloon and you let the air out a little bit at a time so you don't destroy everything. It's almost primal. It's almost the little girl crying out. But it's such a beautiful thing because there's so much healing in it.
Please, baby, shake my hand. I don't need another man. But if you want to hold on tight, you cannot be afraid.
Mary and Michelle watch an interview of Mary from the 90s.
Oh!
They hug.
Who is that? That's my baby. Look at my little baby. Girl,
oh my God. Set up just the title track, My Life. I thought that was...
No, it's your fan. I'm like Skeletor.
No,
you
don't.
You're so cute.
Just about what you were going through.
You look like
nothing
that in that eye.
Specific, but again, lending to your emotion.
Well, I wrote it when I was living. I first moved to Jersey. That's when I started the second album this summer. And I wrote it through just watching... Even as I was little, watching people, couples, whatever, go through.
Looking at my face, I probably didn't like the interviewer. And I didn't want to give her everything. I didn't want to tell her what I was really dealing with because it was none of her fucking business. And I was really, really mean then. So if it was some energy that I picked up that was wrong, I withheld. I didn't want her to know where all the shit really came from. It's none of your fucking business.
You understand?
When you said, like, what? Going through what, though?
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be.
That's my child, and that's who I protect, you know? That girl right there and little 5-year-old Mary, I protect today.
You know what I'm saying? Never mind, you don't
understand. And I don't understand.
Just leave
another
too deep.
Younger Mary looks somber in the interview.
I've always had a thing where my intuition was strong, and it would make me go into a protection mode. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing there, because I didn't know I was me. Damn, that should make me want to cry. I didn't know I was me. I didn't know I was this Mary J. Blige that was gonna have this much courage, that was gonna do all these things. I didn't know I was me, so I guess that happens when you grow up in an environment where little girls are not safe. Little girls are not safe,
it's
and
just
you-
instincts, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why my gut is God. I didn't know I was me, but I was me, that's why I was able to do what I did. I was always this person. Just didn't know it.
A photo shows her with the Obamas.
It's about you sitting and knowing that in your gut, there's God.
In animation, Mary transforms from a girl into a teen and then into a woman.
God is love. God is you making decisions on what do you want to do, what you want to be. You know, even if I'm afraid, I got to keep moving afraid. As long as I get out there and once you, you know, pass the fear threshold, it's over, game over, you know? You can do anything.
At the Hollywood Bowl, Mary struts on stage in a black outfit with ruffles and boots. Record on their phones. There's work to do. I want to get real close to you. I want to get you with the all the things you want to do. Just relax and Mary talks with family members.
I didn't discover my life until I was about 16, 17, going through some of the hardest times of my life. I would digest the lyrics and listen to it. I'm like, my aunt wrote that. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, even though you wrote it for the masses, you wrote it for yourself, I felt like every time I listen to it, it's for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So Lil Z, I didn't write it for the masses. I wrote it because I needed to write it.
Mm-hmm.
That whole album was a cry for help. My auntie needed help.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So everything you feel is what I was really, really feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really wanted to be happy. Everything I wanted to be, I was like, I want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want this man to like me a whole lot. So I didn't even realize I wanted me to like me a whole lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
What I've realized at this stage in my life is not for me to go through these things and come out bitter. It's to come out better. Yeah. And forgiveness. So the choices are now is life can be only what you make it for real.
Zenos nods. Words appear. My life in the sunshine.
It's something about sadness that makes you happy when you've overcome. And there's something about the sadness in that album. It's very triumphant now.
Mary poses in front of a backdrop as photographers snap pictures.
Have the world tell you you ain't shit, and then to rise up out of that and prove that I matter.
With Taraji.
That my story means something, that my story is impactful. And no, I didn't go to Harvard. But I still have a story to tell that's gonna change someone's life.
Title X Crown, La Poisson Rouge, New York, New York. Mary sits on stage with Elliot Wilson. She and the audience move to the music. Mary laughs.
Yeah. But it's funny, because like that song, like there's a lot of darkness, right, and the pain in the album, but that feels more like upbeat, just like positive, refreshing, like this sound, like.
I mean, it's positive, but the first line is, you know, if the time is right, I don't want to fuss and fight.
And then all the fussing and fighting
and all night
album,
long, man. It's like, ooh, baby, not tonight, I don't want to fuss. So. I was trying to be positive in dark situations. I was trying to, you know, have some fun somewhere and anywhere I could.
Yeah, like one of the most uplifting records is the first single, Be Happy, where you're literally asserting that this is where I need to be. Like, I don't deserve this. I deserve to have that.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful lyrics. How can I love somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know when it's time?
Yeah. That's how I felt. That's how I still, today, you know? That's where we are now. Like, the journey is to every day to want to try to be happy. That's all we could try to do. Yeah.
With Method Man.
You got a lot of shit on your mind and no way to let it out. Some people do it with guns. Some people do it with drugs. Some people never have an outlet to express themselves, and they die young or they die early. Anxiety, all kind of shit. But then when you do have that outlet, then you can always express yourself freely, and then you got a bunch of people around you that was like, oh shit, I think the same fucking way. Let me hear some more of that shit.
At Barclays Center, Mary performs in a red duster and black boots. A logo of her initials decorates the stage.
Now, how many of y'all really want to be happy tonight? If you really want to be happy, I want to hear you.
she holds up the microphone. Fans dance and sing along to the song. Mary dances on stage with Alicia Keys.
Self-love is simply acknowledging your own voice, your own instinct, and actually thinking about what's good for you as opposed to just doing what everybody else is telling you is good for you. So it's simple to love yourself. Can't love anybody else before you love yourself. Hardest thing to practice.
With Nas.
Mary is still on that journey with us. She's gonna be here. And she's on this journey to put her life out there for us to see.
Mary dances as the song ends. Fans applaud in the packed audience. With Diddy.
My life truly was a blessing. And I would say the empowerment that he gave us from telling the truth changed our lives.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
And if you're here tonight and you're a Mary J. Blige fan, you have been tested, you have been tried, and you have been proven. And trust me, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more testing to go and a lot more trying and all that stuff. But right now I need to speak to all those diehard, been there since 1991. Whether I was doing good, bad, I need to talk to those fans that did not leave me. I need y'all right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Close glimpses show fans in the audience. Mary leaves the stage with her team. Fans continue applauding and dancing. Our view sweeps over the audience in the bowl. Backstage, the team walks through a hall. In her dressing room, Mary hugs her friends. They hold hands in a circle and bow their heads.
Bless you, Father God. Bless your holy and righteous name. Father, thank you so much for your presence right now. We thank you for a phenomenal night. We in agreement.
Mary and a man hug. In the audience, a fan wearing a Mary t-shirt gives an interview.
Every day we're growing into new people, and Mary brings that to her fans. Yes, today was a bad day, but guess what? Tomorrow's a new day, and you can start over.
It's a lot of stuff to come through still, a lot of stuff that I have not come through, but I'm coming through. And my fans, they're coming through stuff too, and that's what we are healing each other. We're back and forth, sending energy back and forth. That's helping each other to grow. And that's what we've been doing for years.
Fans leave the bowl.
I love you, Mary, like all my heart and soul. Since the day I was like six when I could walk and talk.
A woman shows pictures of Mary on her shirt. In talk show footage, Mary takes questions from teens.
Have you always wanted to be a singer? Or was there other things you wanted to do?
No.
Before you went inside this booth and made this song?
I mean, I always knew that I could sing and I wanted to sing, but I really, singing wasn't like the only thing that was on my mind because I didn't think that, you know, stuff like that could happen to somebody like me. You know what I'm saying? Like us. Yeah.
So you feel that since you did a lot of work on this album, you feel better for yourself that you did something for yourself, you know? This came from you.
I feel real good about it because it was a challenge to do something like that because I never had the confidence to bring it to, you know, anybody and say, do you like it? And when I finally, you know, got up the confidence, you know, and I brought it to a couple of people, they liked it, and it made me happy, so I just kept writing and kept doing it.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of that, Andre, as she was growing?
I watched Mary grow. When she was writing the songs, I was listening to the songs, I was feeling, Like, Mary is becoming a full-fledged artist. And you know, it all comes from her. Mary J. Blige all comes from her feeling. And I think that gives her the confidence to know, like, I know she believes I'm Miss Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm.
And that's all right with y'all, huh?
At a dinner, Diddy, Andre, Michelle, LL Cool J, and others sing to Mary.
Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
A server sets down a chocolate cake with lit candles. Another server brings a white cake topped with fruit.
Wow.
Two cakes for the queen.
Yes, who's the other cake for?
For you. So you got choice. You deserve choices.
Vanilla. Options, baby. You got options.
Andre makes a toast.
Mary, from the moment I met you, you were 18 years old. I heard your voice. I looked in your heart, and I saw that you were truly gifted, but you were troubled. But the amazing thing about you as a person is how you are able to put your troubles on the canvas and deal with them in front of people and get over them. And by you getting over them, it inspires us. Mm-hmm. So here's to you, Mary. You truly are a queen.
The guests raise their glasses.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say thank y'all for hanging in there with me and believing that I can make it to another year, another birthday, because I didn't think I was going to make it. Life is looking up, but in the midst of the beautiful things that God was doing and is doing, there's still trial. But I choose life, and I choose the good, and I'm going to continue to work on Mary, whether it be spiritual, mental, physical. It's first thing. My baby is my Mary, my little Mary, and my big Mary, my confused Mary, my every kind of Mary. So it took us a while to get here. And when we're almost 50, we're going to really act up.
This is only the beginning.
Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. So thank y'all. Like, I'm grateful, and I'm not going to let nobody take away my strength.
That's right.
Or my joy ever again.
The animated young Mary stands in the light.
Being human is hard.
But I think I've evolved in a major way. But what's consistent is my heart, and my heart is that little girl in Yonkers. My heart is that teenager trying to get through and making it through. My heart is never forgetting the environment that I grew up in and going back and helping others. So the evolution is not being afraid to expose my truth and myself to touch someone else's life.
Mary takes a breath to blow out her candles.
Make a wish? I don't think you really made a wish, though. Yo, make
how
a
you
wish.
Know I didn't make a wish?
You got to make two wishes, because I can feel you.
Okay, I don't like to wish, so I'm going to believe that what I desire in my heart will be.
Amen.
Amen.
She blows out the candles. Over black words appear. I dedicate this film to Andre Harrell. I miss you something terrible and love you with all my heart. Your bright light was always so blinding that you had to share it with all of us. Thank you for believing in me and giving me a chance. I will never forget you.
If you could see
love always, your daughter, Mary J. Blige.
You could see the minutes of the life you had. Would you run?
Remaining opening credits. Executive producer, Mary J. Blige. Executive producer, Sean Diddy Combs. Executive producer, Tara Long. Executive producers, Mark Ford, Kevin Lopez. Executive producers, Jeff Harlston, Jody Gerson. Executive music producer, Quincy Jones. Original score, Mervyn Warren. Music supervisor, Trina Marie Hill. Director of photography, Kalila Robinson. Lead editor, Harris Patton. Producers, Ashana K. Ayers, Q. Nicole Jackson. Directed by Vanessa Roth. Credits roll. Line producer, John Cowning. Coordinating producer, Shannon Green. Editor, Yvette Amirian, ACE. Additional editing, Martin Cutler. Post producers, Matt Manders. Adrian Butenhouse. Associate story producer, Stephanie Leek. Consulting producer, Lisa Erspammer. Post-production supervisor, Mark Kornweibel. Lead Assistant Editor, Jeremy Slate. Assistant Editor, Sam Rutan. Post-Production Coordinators, Carly Craig, Andrew Farrell, Corey Lewis, Alex Shelby. Clearance Supervisor, Brandon Goldstein. Online and Mix Facility, Wildwoods Picture and Sound. Back to Life, 2001. I'm Going Down. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Be Happy. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Mary Jane, All Night Long. Performed by Mary J. Blige. My Life. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Be With You. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Real Love. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Caught Up in the Rapture. Performed by Anita Baker. Reminisce. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Caught Up in the Rapture. Performed by Anita Baker and Mary J. Blige. You Bring Me Joy. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Cleanup Woman. Performed by Betty Wright. Congratulations. Performed by Mary J. Blige. You Gotta Believe. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Don't Go. Performed by Mary J. Blige. You Remind Me. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Performed by Roy Ayers. You Remind Me, featuring Greg Nice. Remix. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Hourglass. Performed by Mary J. Blige. I Never Want to Live Without You. Performed by Mary J. Blige. I Don't Want to Do Anything. Featuring Casey Haley. Performed by Mary J. Blige. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and all other countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this film, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. Copyright 2021 Amazon Content Services, LLC. All rights reserved. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH for Amazon Studios. Logos: Blue Butterfly Productions, Inc., Polygram Entertainment, a Universal Music Group partner, Creature Films, Entertainment One, Amazon Studios.